Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning, sort of a hump day Tuesday, kind of, with the holiday week.
Yeah.
Short week, whatever. I'll say a lot of people aren't working this week, based on what traffic has been like the last couple of days. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, I know these damn kids aren't. I keep forgetting. I know he was out of school yesterday, and I still thought he was, you know, up there like, hey, dog, you about ready?
Oh, right.
My bad, dog.
No school today.
My bad. They had
her a lunch yesterday.
Yeah, I keep forgetting, right. No school. I keep forgetting everything. Yeah, but what's happening, man? It's a beautiful Tuesday, a rainy Tuesday. I mean, it was cooling, and then all of a sudden I hear a bang at the screen door. Damn, Nico was outside. You know how big he is. Mm-hmm. And that rain got him, and he just tried to get me and hit the damn screen door, like, let me up in this thing, man.
Yeah, I let Boone out, and I was looking. I was like, the weather's weird. Yeah. Feels weird out here. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. And then 4 seconds later, the sky opened up.
Yeah,
and it was
just
nuts.
Yeah, got my boy. Is Trigger Word still play action under center?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Sure. Yeah, we're we're that's where we are.
Okay, just making sure, man. Yeah. And for everybody that's
It's not going to change. Like, especially because Kirk's going to be under center play action on Sunday.
And when we come in here on Monday,
and they're probably going to dice
you know,
the Jets.
You know the funny thing about it is that I'm laughing about everybody. I keep hearing about the future schedule.
Okay,
what the Falcons have to do, not including this Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, they got to play the Jets in New York.
Yeah,
and the Jets are freaking horrible. And they're just the team that beat the damn Falcons.
Yeah, I know that's the thing.
Yeah, everybody keep on talking about. Well, we got CO. Well, Seattle might slip.
Let's not get too cocky now. 24-10 win over the Saints.
Let's not do that.
Because let's be clear, like there was a lot of stuff in that game where the Falcons messed up.
Yeah,
like the Falcons made a lot of mistakes on Sunday. Like again, you're obviously gonna talk about those things differently when you win by two touchdowns against your rival, but that wasn't like the get right game, I don't think. It was nice that they ended the losing streak.
Right,
obviously,
right.
It's nice to get a win, and they should beat the Jets too.
Yes, they should.
I mean,
this team right
here. Just like we said going into the Saints game, it's like the Saints are bad. Well, yes, so are the Falcons.
Yes.
The Falcons are still bad.
Yes,
like,
they're
still, I mean, now hopefully they can, you know, continue to whatever with health on defense. I think the defense is obviously a lot better.
Yes.
With Divine Diablo on the field, and he will be. But yeah, no, there's no, you know, we're not there yet.
No, man. Oh, man. So yeah. But if I'm thinking, because the news is on, if you're heading to the airport, be careful. Peak travel day ahead, Andy. It's going to be bananas at the Atlanta, Hartsfield Jackson Airport, man.
I bet it is.
So y'all be safe and pack your patience. I saw this thing yesterday, Andy, on the news. It was crazy. They're coming out these new like rules, not necessarily rules, tips of being a more what's the word I'm looking for? A patient, casual,
laid back
traveler.
Okay,
basically, don't be a crap face.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself when I'm looking at this thing, I'm like, you actually have to tell people that?
I know. It always blows my mind.
You actually have to tell people that.
Stuff pops up on my Instagram reels sometimes on the algorithm.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's 5 tips for this. And I was like, people need tips on that?
People need tips how to be. That's what it means. People need tips of how to be nice at the airport?
Travel tips.
Yeah.
Be cautious. Be patient. Don't be courteous to the people around you.
Don't yell at people. Don't try to fight people. like aren't these like common sense things?
I think we say this all the time. Common sense is not so common these days.
I know, man.
But and it's not a week that goes by where there's not a video of somebody fighting at the airport.
Somebody is like, it's always be at the same damn airline.
Tends to be at Spirit.
Spirit and damn Frontier.
I read they're going to start letting people stand up. Like there's going to be standing room only.
Like they're on subway?
Spirit flights.
Like they're on subway?
Yeah, just to pack more sardines into the can and lower the cost a little bit. Like if I'm flying, I'm not going to fly across the country standing up, but if I'm flying to like Miami or something on Spirit and I'm standing up, you better charge me $39.
No, you better charge me $15.
Right. Like it's got to be Uber prices. Yes. Right?
Yes.
Like we're not talking about. You can't have a triple digit cost.
But
my thing is,
where's it going to be? Because, I mean, are you going to tell me the whole row is standing or is it going to be back by the bathroom standing?
The funniest thing was I saw like the seat that they had. Yeah. It was like a long seat and you can still strap yourself into it. So you're like strapped in but standing up. I don't know, man. Whatever. Air travel's certainly expensive, so I get it.
Damn sure is.
That's man, if you're maybe you just don't need to go.
Yeah. Like there's always a phrase sometimes that like you might not be missing something.
Yeah. Like if you gotta do standing room only on Spirit, maybe you just don't need to go.
You don't need to go. You know, that Miami weekend for your birthday, your birthday trip ain't worth it. Uh-huh. Like, what was my man Keith? Was it Keith who came up here with his kids on his birthday week?
Yeah. No, Ken.
Ken.
It was Ken.
Came up here on his birthday week with his babies.
Yeah, maybe just do what Ken did. Just take a little trip to the city.
Yeah, the big city.
You don't have to fly to...
No, stand. Yeah. Stand and fly.
Yeah, just drive to... He lives in Augusta, and he drove down to Atlanta. That's nice. You know? Just do something you don't normally do.
Right.
Get out of your routine. But yeah, no, if you need tips to behave yourself at the airport, you got bigger fish to fry or bigger problems than that. The Monday Night Football game last night was a return to form.
Return to form for Bryce. The funniest thing about yesterday, Andy, was the picture of them walking out of the tunnel and him leading the team out. I don't know why I laughed when I saw that. Maybe because
he's so small.
It is my wife. My wife's like, who's that little fella? And I was like, he was a dude that came here and carved up the damn Falcons last weekend.
The Falcons Grim Reaper is who that is.
But it looks so funny watching him just lead the team out on the damn field. And then look just like he looked. Was awful. I mean, the pick in the end zone was awful. A nice play by McMillan. That kid is going to be good.
Yep.
He's going to be a good player, man. He really, really is. And then Brock Purdy went no better.
No, I was impressed by some of the defensive backs of Carolina. I mean,
JC Horn's really good, man.
But there was a few guys that made some plays yesterday for Carolina's defense. But, yeah, I mean, just hand it to Christian McCaffrey or throw it to him. Let him get busy. Like, it's not that complicated.
It's not.
If Purdy's throwing it to the other team, just hand it to McCaffrey and win the game.
Yeah, this is
and they won.
He's on pace to be 1,000, man. But it was crazy because, you know, one of my favorite players growing up was Roger Craig. I love being some Roger Craig, especially when he got out and open with them high knees and everything. I mean, he's right on path with that right now. I mean, this dude, I think I saw he leads the league in receptions with like 80.
McCaffrey does?
Yeah.
I didn't realize
that. Yeah, I think he's like leads the league with like 80 receptions. I think Jigba's the yards part.
Oh, okay, got it.
But I mean, this dude, I mean, when he's healthy, he is always in the offensive MVP camp. Always. He's always going to be in it when he is healthy. And so then you think about everybody being down for that team.
You're right. He's got 81. Trey McBride's got 80. Puka Nacua has 80, and Smith and Jigba has 80 as well.
And Puka missed
so
three games.
Right Puka's missed a couple games. Yeah,
Puka missed a couple games. So I mean, he is that engine of everything they want to do. And so as long as he's healthy, they're going to play well. They're going to play where they're playing collectively defensively. You know, because they lost all their damn stars. So the guys have got to step up and everything. But yeah, the funny thing about that game was afterwards when Juwan Jennings went after old boy from the Panthers. What is wrong with y'all? Why are you punching people in junk?
I don't know.
Why? Now, I was like, why is he going after him? That's why.
Because they punched him in the
junk. Punched him in the junk.
On purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah, he flat out punched him in the Juwan Johnson on purpose.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, from the spitting part to the, like, what the hell is wrong with y'all?
I don't know.
I mean, dude. I mean.
Oh, that's Juwan Jennings. Juwan Johnson Jennings. Plays for the Saints.
Yeah, anyway, but I like Ryan.
He punched him in Juwan's Johnson.
Yeah, I like that part about
Thank
it.
You.
But yeah, just like, what the hell is going on? But I mean, the NFC, if you look at the West right now, it's the Rams are clear head and shoulders, in my opinion.
I think they, and I think we kind of agree on this, they might be the best in the whole NFC.
Yeah, they are just that good, man. They're that good. And we talked about Staff yesterday. Staff is playing at a different level right now. And that was funny because we always mentioned, like, we were talking, this dude was getting epidurals of practice just in training camp.
Just to get on the practice field in August, he had to do that kind of stuff. And now look at him.
And they are, I mean, they are just a well-oiled machine. Got the right parts. Like, Devontae, he's new energy, especially in the red zone. Yep. Still one of the best route runners in ball. Then obviously Puka, who is who he is.
Kyron Williams.
Then this young defense is playing lights out, man. They are a really good football team right now. So, 49ers better get in when they fit in.
Yeah, and I think that they're to be 8-4 with everything that they've dealt with. Because again, Purdy missed half the year, and like you said, Bosa's out, and Warner got hurt the week before the Falcons played them, and like they're just so. They've been so decimated by injuries to even be 8-4 and in the mix is pretty impressive. Seahawks are 8-3, like you said. Rams are 9-2. I mean, I'll be honest. Last night watching what the Panthers looked like and seeing Tampa lose 3 in a row and thinking back on the close but not quite losses the Falcons have had over the last month, it's frustrating.
Yes.
Like, you get one or two of those, you're tied for first place right now in the division.
Yep.
Like, there's this is the year where the division actually was what everyone said it was supposed to be the last couple of years,
right,
where it's not, it's just not very good. Like, everyone's kind of the same level of mediocre. I think Tampa was probably, maybe because they were healthy, last couple of years even better than where they are right now, just because they're so injured.
And they lost a quarterback.
Yeah, now they've lost their quarterback.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I know. That's the frustration about when you just don't take advantage of your opportunities. The season is so long.
Yes.
If you can stay in the fight,
yes,
you're going to have a chance, especially in a division like the NFC South. Like, and again, I don't know. They're 4-7, and the Bucs are 6-5, and the Panthers are 6-5, and you have another game against the Bucs. Like, it's not crazy to think that they could sneak their way back into the mix, but it's just, I mean, they did so much damage in that 5-game losing streak,
yeah, man.
And it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, it is, because you didn't take advantage of the opportunities. And, I mean, it's not surprising who this organization and team is. Not surprising that they're where they are right now. And, you know, they just, I mean, again, the people are talking about down the road and all that. Beat the damn Jets. Beat the Jets. Because you're the type of team that would lose to the Jets. And that's this type of year that you would go to New York City against that sorry-ass bunch of talentness. I mean, and their best offensive player is your weakness. Their best offensive, because Garrett's not playing.
Yeah.
So your best offensive weapon is Breece Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think they're going to watch the Indy tape?
I would think they would.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
The Jets.
Their best player.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll probably do that.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe Tyrod will throw it 60 times. Who knows?
Who knows?
They are the Jets.
They are the
Jets. You know, you got to keep in mind the Jets playing the Falcons.
Yeah, man.
On Sunday. Who can out, I don't know.
Who can not. Mess it up.
Who can out mess up
who can not mess it up?
Yeah. Hopefully the Falcons will not mess it up. All right. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf Open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Mike Conte will join us in about half an hour as well. The Hawks have a game tonight against the Wizards in the Emirates Cup, the in-season tournament. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, this week it was pretty game specific. There's a lot of different things that change up when it comes to those type of things. I think you've seen a bunch of different personnel groups, or more personnel groups this year than you even did last year. And it was kind of like game specific on how you want to do it and how you want to deploy it. You know, whether you're talking about, you know, Bijan being out as a wideout, or yesterday, whether it being 13 and getting those guys out there being deployed in different spots. I think it was really game specific on the game planning that we want to have done for this week. And I think those guys, kudos to Zach, kudos to all the guys that had a part to do it. Obviously, their coach, Koger, he was the coach of the day, having 13 personnel out there.
Yeah, so that's Falcons head coach Raheem Morris talking about some of what went into the offensive game plan against the Saints. I mean, I think Drake London not being available also plays into that as well.
Yep.
But I liked it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. I mean, a game specific, all that kind of stuff, like maybe work some of that 13 personnel stuff in
when
as the season goes on, even when Drake gets back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, it's especially when you have an athletic guy like Kyle that can do things that wide receivers can, it makes it to a point where you can still make the look like a 12 personnel with him in the game. So, I mean, it has this different advantage. You got to have the right you got to have the right tight end to be able to be it, make it a little bit more versatile than it has to be sometimes. But yeah, every week's a game plan specific type thing. You always go in with your basic stuff, but then you add wrinkles that they haven't seen, and then you try to see, and then when that's working, you try to add on top of that. And so, I think a lot of it was because Drake was not there, but I still think that when he's back, you're going to still see a little bit more of it, I think. I think you're still going to see that with just Drake being that one receiver in 13.
Yeah, I suppose. So then Drake's what Kyle was, and then Kyle's what? Off the field?
He slides into whoever that because usually
– So then it's only kind of 13 personnel because Kyle is technically a tight end?
Yes. Right. Yeah, but that's what it is. And so whoever and it could be a game play specific, whoever that single wide receiver was in, that will be Drake.
Right.
And so they'll run it like that with Drake. So, yeah.
That'd be interesting if you had Drake in the spot where Mooney was and then kept Kyle on the field. Yeah. That's a big bunch of receivers to throw the football to.
Yeah. So, they'll do it more and more like that.
Or maybe have Drake do what Kyle was doing, leave Mooney out there, and let those two blocking tight ends stay in there, too.
And that usually comes to it.
If Drake's doing what Kyle's doing, he probably catches some of those balls.
Yeah, but then it'll go back to just being 12 personnel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Or in this case, we would call it, whenever in San Diego, when me and another tight end in without Gates, it would be Big 12. Mm. And so you take him out.
Okay, that's kind of what I'm talking about there. If you had Kyle not on there with Warner and Quinterano, however you say it.
Yes.
That'd be kind of a Big 12. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, It seemed to work. Like it seemed
you were
like
able to protect.
Yeah,
you needed
it for Kirk.
Yeah, you were able to protect, and I think that. I mean, not, I think I know that's why they did it because you were able to protect and give Kirk that time. Now the disadvantages is more or less it's going to be a 2-man route with a late checkout by the back. But yet, if you get the right look, like they got the perfect look for the Moody touchdown, you can't ask for anything better.
Yeah, and you kind of saw early they needed more protection.
Yes,
like the Saints were getting home on Kirk Cousins early in the game. And then they kind of went more to that package, and it worked. I mean, he had plenty of time in the pocket. He was 16 to 23. The interception he threw wasn't really on him.
No, it was not.
And he made a couple really nice touchdown throws, too. So, hopefully build off that. I would still say I give the ball to Bijan a little more. Yeah. I understand 14 carries, 70 yards, 5 yards a carry, and the game going the way that it went, like especially in the second half, you're scoring so fast, you didn't really have a chance to do that and possess the football. But That's pretty much always going to be a takeaway that I have, unless Bijan Robinson has 30 carries.
Yeah, they were trying to give him the ball. You know, they were trying to find different ways because the Saints were doing good in the first half with the run. Mm-hmm. You know, and so they it wasn't a lot of room for him unless he did some things that Bijan does.
They only ran 52 plays.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That third quarter, you know, it was a 78-53 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that third quarter, I mean, they just took the air out of the ball. You know, they just were slow, methodical, you know, and converting first downs.
Right.
And so, but it had nothing to show for it.
Right, nothing.
Yeah.
Because they'd get to the red zone and then start getting cute.
Yeah, instead of just doing the things that you did to get you down there.
Yeah, you're running it straight at them all the way down the field.
And then you try to go on the perimeter against this fast-ass defense.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
It's just bad coaching. It's just, I don't know. The Saints definitely out-Falcons the Falcons on Sunday. They're missing field goals. They're going away from what's working when they get close to the end zone. Bad decisions, obviously turning the ball over. Like, I don't know. There's a reason why teams are bad, and you saw pretty clearly why the Saints are bad on Sunday.
Oh, no. So, is Sonny Gray still good? Okay, you got to trade to the Red Sox.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, is he any good?
No. I mean, not like he was.
I mean, he was good. I was about to say, any good anymore?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he got traded to the Red Sox?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You wanted him here?
No.
Okay.
I'm just curious if he was still good.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. The Hawks take on the Washington Wizards tonight in Washington. They're terrible. So hopefully the Hawks can get another win. This is part of the in-season Emirates Cup tournament.
Yes.
It is an elimination game, so... Got to win to advance. The Wizards are. Do you know what the Wizards' record is?
They're 1-15.
They are 1-15. That is right.
Yes,
that is right. Because like it's one thing to say they're bad.
Yes,
they're the worst team in the NBA by a couple games, and that's who you got.
Everybody loves their young core. Everybody loves the young core.
Who's everybody?
I don't know. I just saw I saw a podcast or off season. Oh, the young core of the Wizards. You know, they got some good things because they got two steady veterans in Middleton and.
CJ,
yeah, they got two great mentors for these young guys.
Okay,
yeah, but you get a tax credit because they damn sure ain't winning.
Yeah,
yeah, you get them some tax tips. You know what not to spend your money on.
Yeah,
how to put your money in the 401k or something like that.
CJ McCollum, so much more focused on his vineyard than he is on being an NBA player these days.
You know what I'm saying?
That man's made $350 million and hasn't made an All Star team, which I absolutely love. Yeah. The hustle is phenomenal.
Let me get my vineyard.
Yeah, now he's got a vineyard.
I mean,
he's like just.
That's the new thing, though,
he's
man.
Doing his thing.
That's the new thing is the vineyards and you know, because my thing is after like four or five bottles, I'm all, you know, I don't be knowing the difference. I ain't one of them dudes that be, oh, yes, this is a.
After four or five bottles of wine?
Four or five cups.
Okay.
Four or five cups. I'm sorry. I didn't say bottles.
You say four or five bottles of wine, you're not going to know the difference between
five,
anything.
Four or five cups. Four or five cups of wine. I'm pretty good after that, but that's what this. I'm telling you, all athletes are getting into this thing now.
Yeah,
this wine thing. Dude.
Wine, or maybe you got like a, maybe you have like a Cavassier
or something. They're getting into the liquor business, man. Good for them.
What's the gap? Like, all right, they got the wine.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing whiskeys and stuff. Where can we get in? Where's the gap in the market?
I'm telling you, dog.
People still drinking Alizé?
That was gonna be my suggestion,
Alizé.
Man. We could get into malt liquor.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Malt liquor.
Maybe malt liquor's coming back.
Yeah, man. But it's not gonna say liquor. It's gonna say liquor on the bottle,
sure,
though.
Sure,
you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, we could take over the bull. Schlitz malt liquor bull.
Okay.
We could take that over because not too many like, and I ain't seen one in decades.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody's still out there drinking that Schlitz malt liquor.
They're out there.
They out there
Somebody's
somewhere.
Out there.
Somebody out there right
they're
now.
They're probably listening right now
with the Schlitz. In the brown bag, brown bag,
like the fortified wine. You know, all these fancy guys with their vineyards,
mm-hmm.
like MD 2020, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, why not? Why,
I mean, Andy and Randy 2020.
There's still a market out there.
Oh, absolutely.
There's still a market.
College kids and homeless people.
Yes,
there's
a market.
There's
for
always going to be those.
There's
people.
A market, man.
19-year-olds who don't have very much money. That's and if that's our market, great.
We just might have to just readjust the ingredients.
Night train.
And just all we gotta do is redo the ingredients a little bit.
Cisco, remember that stuff?
In a big old cup.
Just get a headache thinking about it. But anyway, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever had Cisco.
I have.
Yeah, I don't think I've.
Frisco.
Yeah, I don't think I. I don't know. I think I've had everything.
MB 2020, obviously.
I've had that, but I don't think I've had
the blue one.
I don't think I've had Cisco. I can't. If I have, I just can't remember.
Night Train.
That's probably why.
There's another one too that's real bad. It's like cough syrup, basically, but it'll get you there.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, you do the math. I got $1.99, and that one's got the highest alcohol content.
Let me get a bottle of that.
Let me get that stuff.
Let me get a bottle.
That'll get me where I need to go. All right, here's Kirby Smart talking about Haynes King.
I don't think people understand how fast this guy is. Like, he can run, and he was a great athlete in high school, track guy. I mean, the stories are all over of his success and his stories of where he's been and the injuries he's been through. And you see the hits he takes. I mean, yeah. he just gets stronger with each hit.
He's a hell of a player, man. And he gets the crap knocked out of him. You can tell when he's like, because he'll lay there for a second, but he'll pop his ass back up, man.
He's like, all right, give me a second.
Give me a second.
All right, help
me
out.
And then he just keeps going and going. I mean, this dude is a absolute freaking warrior. I already know what Kirby and Shue are talking about, quarterback runs, quarterback counters, quarterback sweeps. That's how they got back in the game with those quarterback draws. I mean, that is going to be an emphasis. Don't know if CJ is going to play in this game or not. But, I mean, when you talk about a guy that can go get it, it's Haynes King.
Yeah.
And
that's got to be, like, I mean, losing the game to Pitt is the frustrating part. But, like, to hear other coaches and Kirby in this case saying that has to be a little extra frustrating, remembering how the game went against Pitt. Like, yeah, he is really fast. He's a great runner. Why do we wait so long to use that?
Yep.
Like, we should have been doing that from play one.
I doubt they do that this game.
No, they can't.
They're going to come at Georgia. I think Georgia Tech, in my opinion, is good enough to beat Georgia. They're not going to. But, I mean, if you mess around and don't get a corral, because Pitt did the best job of anybody this year with first down defense.
Yeah.
They kept Georgia Tech out of what they wanted to do, which is be, if you're going to be in third down, we're going to be in third and three, mm-hmm. and we're going to take this big physical quarterback, and we're going to run, and he's going to lean four for four.
Yep. It was third and long.
Yes. And that's what that's what Pitt did so well in that first half.
Their
was keep them out of there. They were flying and hitting.
Yep.
That was the biggest thing about that. They were flying and hitting. But I don't think early on that Buster and the offense for Georgia Tech put them in a bind because of what they were. They were like playing towards Pitt.
Yeah.
Instead of doing what they do.
They kind of made themselves one-dimensional. Yeah. And I don't know if they were planning on kind of rolling it out as the game went on, or maybe they thought they had an advantage over. That has to be what it is. They thought they could throw the ball on Pitt and win.
Why go away from what you?
Well, I don't know. With everything on the line, why go away from who you are? And I mean, you're right. I mean, Tech definitely has guys and has the ability. They're going to be up for it, obviously. But I don't know, man. Like, they're leaking.
Yeah.
It's been ever since obviously the NC State game, that defense is just limping.
It's been bad. And Georgia's
playing their best football.
And Georgia's got to take
advantage. Their worst football.
And Georgia's got to take advantage of it. I know it's a home game for Georgia Tech, but that place is going to be red.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place is going
to
be
red. Georgia's favored by 14 and
are
a half.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's worse than that.
Yeah, Georgia, I mean, that's the thing about it is, get them out early.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the one thing about them, they're going to fight. Brett Key's team's going to fight. But just take their damn will, because that's what they're coming to do to you. They're coming to pound Georgia. But I think the one thing that you said, they're not playing their best ball, especially defensively. And Georgia's playing their best ball right now.
Yep. They needed to play them in September.
Yeah.
That would have been a good time to play them. Well, it's not a good time to play them right now.
They're playing well. They're playing really, really well, man. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
First hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Probably not today. Probably not going to get out there.
Yeah, today. Man.
Fun day. Hey, I got nine holes in yesterday.
Oh, word?
Yeah. I played a couple with Larry and the group that Dukes and Bell were with.
Uh-huh.
And then I joined up with the group in front of them because they still had a couple holes to play.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody went in and I played like eight holes.
There you go.
Little flask of the Brown Grass Classic flask.
Brown Grass.
All by myself listening to music.
That's a nice ass flask.
That was like little 90-minute vacation.
There you go.
On Thanksgiving
the whole
week.
World was just
oh,
you.
It was so
you.
Great.
It's just you.
It was so great. All right, we'll come back. Mike Conte is going to join us. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. as the final game of the NFL week came and went last night. Not the prettiest game ever played, but good the Lord. 49ers are 8-4, so they're not apologizing for it. We'll get to all the news from the NFL coming up in 20 minutes. College Football Corner at 12:20 as well. And again, and you know, we only have three shows this week, so I'm going to try to pack as much getting ready for the weekend, the rivalry weekend on Friday and on Saturday in college football as we can over the next couple of days. But we'll get there. Mike Conte joins us at 11:40 on Tuesdays. Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good seeing you.
It was fun yesterday.
Oh,
that
man.
Was a really,
what a day.
Really good
what
event.
A beautiful day, yeah. Right?
Yes, like, then this right here. So luckily got in today.
No kidding. We lucked out.
Yeah, we tried to do it today. Man. Oh, yeah. It'd be a lot of angry people playing brown grass. But no, thank you for coming out. Thank you for supporting. Don't know if you heard, we raised almost $45,000 yesterday for Pets for Vets.
Hell yeah.
I have
so
an auction
thank you to
item.
The listeners for
I have an auction item I won that I have no idea what to do with now.
What'd
so I bid on the dinner for four with wine pairings at the clubhouse up there.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's great, except I live like an hour away from
I was going to say that.
So, so my wife and I were talking last night, like, do we get a car service to drive? How do we do it? You can't
stay at Bo's house.
Well, we have animals we care for, and one of them doesn't do very well without us. So that's a complication right now. But anyhow, great time. Really glad you guys were out there. Glad you got to play a hole or two.
I got to play a bunch.
I'm surprised that Dukes and Bell played so quickly. Usually, you know, they leave seven or eight holes undone by the time you're out.
So they teed off on one with no one in front of them.
Right.
So they just flew.
Yeah.
And so I met up with their group when they came in to do their show. I got to play two or three holes with Larry.
Yeah.
And I think Mike was the other guy's name.
Yeah.
And then the group in front of them, because they teed off on two, were so slowed down that they still had three holes left. So I played with them the final three holes.
Well, group two was the John Parla. I think John's one of our buddies here at the radio station. He helps us in sales. That's probably way under the stuff that he actually does. I'm sorry that I kind of demoted him. Yeah, he just helps us with
he's
sales.
He's just a friend who hangs out.
I think he's got a much, much more elaborate title than that. But I was with that group for a little bit with Allie Mack when we were on the golf cart yesterday. They were hitting. Mm. Like, they were hitting some serious. Oh, Dave Ashburn was in that group, too.
He's a good player.
He's really good. Mm-hmm. Mike DeLong was in that group.
He's a really good
and
player.
And he could be on tour,
he's
probably.
He's annoyingly good.
But the problem
like some
is.
Some people, it's like, oh, he's good. It's fun to play with. Mike's too. It sucks. It's not fun to play
No, that's the problem because like, they back off of putts and they.
Well, he hits it 350 yards.
Well, that too. Right, but they back off a lot. They play a little slower. So, anyhow, glad he got to play.
Cheaters.
And glad he got to play with Larry. It was really great hanging out with
Larry's
Larry
awesome.
Yesterday.
Larry's
a great
awesome.
Guy.
Larry's awesome.
Such a fun time. All right, let's start with the Falcons. Falcons get a win on Sunday over the Saints. I mean, obviously, losing five in a row before that sucks, but. Don't let that mess with your ability to enjoy the win. They beat the Saints on the road by two touchdowns. What were some of your takeaways from the win?
Really good defensive performance. I mean, the fact that the Saints got down to the one-yard line twice on back-to-back possessions and you held them to 3 points in those two possessions is absolutely outstanding. You know, one thing that bothered me about the way the Carolina game went, along with the obvious, was that, you know, here again, the Falcons with a fourth-quarter lead inside of 2 minutes – you just need that defense to get you one more stop, and they can't get the stop. And it feels like that's been a repeated thing, that the defense plays well, but they just cannot get that stop. Well, they got the stops on Sunday, multiple stops, to their credit. So very, very impressed with the defensive performance. I thought, you know, again, I know we're trying to make this a thing with Cousins being under center. Why can't we do that with Penix and all that? I do think, look, if you're going to rip Zach Robinson on days where he doesn't have it, you have to give him credit on days where he does. And the Falcons played very balanced football offensively. Game State did have part to do with that, but I think you ran it 28 times and you had 25 dropbacks. I like that ratio. I like that balance. So, I think a lot of good things to take out of it. I know there's the complaint out there, the Saints stink. You know, keep in mind, they play the Saints. It's still an NFL team.
And they ain't won in five damn weeks.
That's, yes.
I mean,
right.
Falcons had one more win than them going into the game. So,
yeah,
let's
well,
be careful.
I mean, yeah, right.
Saying
yeah,
who
that
stinks.
Too. But it's an NFL team, and it's on the road. And, Randy, I'm sure you've played at the Superdome. That's not an easy place to play. So, take it. Now, turn it into something and Hopefully he beat the Jets and he can get something going, because I think the book is still a little bit open. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up, but I do think Carolina losing last night, Tampa Bay, you know, probably not going to have Baker this weekend, and they've lost a couple in a row. This thing isn't quite over yet, and if you can get you know, wins in games that you're supposed to win now against the Jets, and the Seahawks will be tough, but you're home, and then, you know, you could put a lot of pressure on Tampa in that Thursday night game if you win these next two.
Yeah, man. That's the trigger word, Mike, is under center and play action. That's the trigger word.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, the last 2 days, I was like,
such anger about
it's just
it,
anger. I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's why you're 4-7. Because of that. Yeah, that's why you are. Mike, I want to talk about the Hawks. They continue with, like, I mean, no. Did we see that he was going to be like this kind of player?
Well, I think a lot of his production right now is because he's playing high minutes as a starter. He just didn't play these types of minutes last year at Minnesota because he was coming off the bench. But he's been really good, and he's one of the reasons why the Hawks have been able to tread water without Trae Young. So I got the question yesterday at Brown Grass. You know, the one question everyone's asking about the Hawks.
Yes.
You know, are they really better than them? And here's how I've been answering that. I don't necessarily think they're better or worse. I think they're different.
Yeah.
They're different,
right.
Okay? The ball moves differently. It is a different feel defensively because you're a longer team. However, I'll also go back to the San Antonio game last Thursday, which was really not a good loss. Just calling it like it is.
Without
that
Wemby,
was not a good loss. Yeah, without Castle and without Wemby.
Gave up 135.
Yeah, right. And they didn't have Wemby and Castle. Yeah. And it's not like De'Aaron Fox went for 50 either. I mean, like, how does that happen?
Nah, it was Champagne. Champagne went off.
Well, let me tell you what happened. You got into a jam in the second quarter where you had a lineup out there with no scoring. And that has happened a couple times during this run without Trae. You've had to play lineups where you just don't have a scorer out there. And that is unquestionably an area that Trae Young excels at. He gets you buckets. He scores. So I don't necessarily think they've been worse. I don't necessarily think they've been better. I just think they're different. And it's going to be a real challenge now for Quinn Snyder when Trae comes back. And his four-week window is up tomorrow, by the way.
Okay.
Now, he's already been listed as out for tomorrow.
Right, right.
And they said he'd be reevaluated in 4 weeks. So, I guess we'll get an update tomorrow. It doesn't necessarily mean he's imminently coming back. But when he does come back, how do you make it work? Mm-hmm. Because you're right. Nikhil Alexander-Walker has shown he can contribute if he gets the amount of minutes. Jalen Johnson has been all-star level over the last couple weeks. Now, reintegrating Trae, how does that impact Jalen? How do you figure this out with Okongwu and Porzingis right now? Because Okongwu's played very well.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I like the Hawks when Mo Gay's out there. Mm-hmm. And when you get more Porzingis, it means, by extension, less Mo Gay, who's really helping you defensively right now. So Quinn Snyder's going to have to get creative in how he manages this. But look, the Hawks right now are right where they need to be, and they've played good basketball. I did not have Toronto playing this well on my bingo card.
Right.
But if you look at the losses that the Hawks have suffered to this point, now the two losses to Toronto, I think you look at that through a different prism. We'll get good barometers on the Hawks. Not tonight. Not tonight.
No.
Washington stinks.
They're 1-15.
But I think you're going to get a really good barometer on this three-game and four-night stretch, Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Detroit. Detroit's won 13 in a row, and you're playing them on the road. But, you know, where do you stack up against Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
All right? I think the Hawks are, you know, kind of right there right now. Where do you stack up against Cleveland? The Hawks almost beat Cleveland without Trey a couple weeks ago on the road. Those are the barometers that I'm looking for over the next week.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I mean, it's been really fun to watch them play without Trey and play as well as they have. I have no reason to think that it won't even be more fun when he comes back.
Me too.
Because he is awesome.
Yeah.
I just hope that it is, because if it isn't, you know what that leads to. So, yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
If they lose the first game, he's back.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God.
But that's, like,
that will be the Hawks equivalent of under center in play.
Yes. People will overreact to it. But, like, you know, but after like 3 or 4 weeks, if we're watching it and it's like, well, this just doesn't look smooth, like, then it, you know,
yeah.
Like, because it is. As much as I think we all agree that they're better with him, like, it's also possible that he comes back and it doesn't look great.
What is the biggest thing when you talk about him coming back? Is it the ball movement on offense or the defense?
I honestly think it's the ball. Well, it's both, but I think it's more the ball movement on offense.
Okay.
Because the sets are totally different with Trey. They're totally different in the half court with Trey. I honestly think there have been times, both with Trey, but even more so without lately. And I'm going to preface this by saying the Hawks have scored on a lot of these possessions. So in reality, it's not that big a deal. But I think they're overpassing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had a couple sequences on Sunday. I know a lot of, let's call it like it is. I mean, the Falcons were playing at the same time as the Hawks on Sunday. The Hawks really messed around with the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
And Charlotte did not have ball playing. So LaMelo ball, not that they weren't playing ball. That was not a really great performance by the Hawks. There were moments in that game where I thought the Hawks were overpassing. They were still converting a lot of those possessions into baskets. But, you know, that's happened with Trey as well. But I just think the ball moves a little bit differently. I think the spacing is just a teeny bit different without than with. But Trey is an elite passer. Mm-hmm. Led the league in assists last year. It's complicated, I guess. But to me, it just looks like the ball movement has been a little more fluid. That's been more noticeable to me than any like major changes on defense. I think the defensive changes have more to do with personnel, like just Mo Gay playing more. He's a really good defensive player. Kristaps does give you rim protection when he's able to play. So that's more of a personnel thing.
Let me ask you a college football coaching carousel question. As obviously last week we talked about James Franklin going to Virginia Tech. There's still a lot of the other. And I know that we're waiting for Lane Kiffin. They said they're going to tell us on Saturday. They have their game.
By the way, can I throw a theory out there about Lane Kiffin?
Sure.
Okay. This reminds me of the first year of the NFL on Fox, and Jimmy Johnson was reportedly flirting with the Philadelphia Eagles, and then Fox starts coming out with promos. Sunday, on Fox NFL Sunday, Jimmy Johnson reveals his decision about the Eagles. Well, they're promoting it because they knew he was going to stay.
Right.
And they wanted people to watch him announce that he was going to stay with Fox. A lot of this feels to me like Saturday, Lane Kiffin announces his decision, and Ole Miss already knows he's staying.
Mm.
And
it could
that
be. It could be
and
I
that
hope so.
This whole you know we're going to bring out Jim Gray to interview Lane Kiffin
and
like this all just feels very orchestrated. I could be totally wrong on this, but this all feels very weird. Orchestrated to me.
I hope you're right about that.
Yeah,
this is a weird thing because you're like. It's still Lane Kiffin in my opinion. I'm sorry. Like, is he?
But he's the hottest name in this cycle.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Kurt Cignetti is already tied up, and
it's all about timing in life.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if Saban or Urban Meyer were available in this cycle, we'd be having these conversations about them.
They're proven though. They're the proven ones.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you look at what Lane has done at Ole Miss, they'll go to the almost certainly go to the playoff this year. Outside of that, he won a Peach Bowl against Penn State 2 years ago when Penn State had three quarters of the team opting out.
Right.
And I think that was his only New Year's Six win. They've never been to the SEC championship game under him. He didn't stay long enough at Tennessee to really do anything. I think he gets I think he gets a lot of credit for what he did down at Florida Atlantic. Like, that was an outstanding coaching job, absolutely. But yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. You know, Lane Kiffin. Yeah, you're right. We're not talking about Nick Saban or Urban Meyer, or even Kalen DeBoer, really, as far as what they have accomplished. Right. So yeah, it is a little bizarre.
If you're gonna stay, why would you do this to these people? You know,
but like, if these people already know.
The fans?
Well, don't worry about them. I'm always worried about them.
I'm always worried about
If the chancellor
fans.
Knows and the athletic director knows, that's all who needs to know.
So they're just like, okay, Lane, you just go ahead.
I think he's trolling. Look, watch this guy on social media. Right. That's what he does all the time. I think he's trolling everyone. He's already told him he's staying. I really do.
Yeah.
He'll get a raise.
Well, yeah, but who's going to get a raise anyway? I don't know. I hope you're right. I
could be totally wrong. That's just
if this is a distraction, and they lose to Mississippi State,
but if
and
his
then
players
he leaves
already
on
know,
Saturday.
But if his players already know, it's not a distraction.
Right. Yeah. Again, I hope you're right.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.